blink of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back now, and I want to get back to the last 5 or so minutes of Mel Thompson's speech about the Carter administration betrayal. Let's hear it now.
I do not believe that Jimmy Carter is a communist any more than I believe that David Rockefeller or Henry Kissinger are ones. But they all could be, for all I know. But when you consider what this administration has done to Rhodesia, South Africa, and Iran, that it gave our valuable and vital Panama Canal to a communist dictator, recognized the murderous Red China regime, and reduced our true ally, Free China, to a diplomatic cipher, we must conclude that Jimmy Carter has done more to advance international communism than any man in the world since Joseph Stalin. What now of Taiwan? I have had briefings by top military personnel in Taiwan. I have visited their Army, Navy, and Marine headquarters. I have spoken to their troops in Atlas Hall, far underground on Kemoi. The active and reserve military are well-trained and equipped. More important, their morale and spirit is as good, if not better, than the troops of Israel and South Africa, which I have seen. They love freedom, and they mean to keep it. Even with its superior fleet of submarines, Red China will not be able, in my judgment, to defeat Free China within the next few years. Only with the continued conniving of the Carter administration could Free China be destroyed eventually. We can change all of this, friends, in 1980, and once again cast the beam of freedom's hope on the troubled waters of the world. To do this, we must drive from the seats of power in the White House, Congress, and the State Department all of the foul brood of commie lovers. Can it be true that Jimmy Carter is determined to fasten on the next of his countrymen the cruel yoke of communism? That seems to be his goal. But with God's help, you and I must see that he never achieves that goal. Friends, never since the days of the revolution have our freedoms been so endangered. The question is, are we ready to fight to preserve them? With John Adams, I say to you tonight that I have passed my Rubicon. Sink or swim, live or die, survive or perish. I am with my country from this day on. Friends, we must restore decency and honesty to the State Department. In this critical battle for the survival of America, we shall not tolerate a no-win settlement. Let us join with the Lord in sounding forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. Thank you.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent from Mel Thompson. And, you know, he was one of those governors the media always like to buffoon and, you know, lampoon and give a backhand to, because he would speak his mind and he would be contrary, as you just heard, to the consensus of the world community. And that's not a good thing, you know, when you're dealing with the corrupt, evil, elitist banking media. So in any event, take our hands off to Mel Thompson. He did a lot of good in the Granite State and kept taxes low for a very long time, you know. In any event, now I have this next clip that is an interview, just a portion of it, going back to that 1980 primary battle that was between James Earl Carter and Ted Kennedy. You remember that? Well, of course, there were a bunch of people initially in the primary challenging Carter because of his disasters and so forth, not necessarily for the right reasons either. But who emerged? Kennedy, you know? Ted Kennedy and Jimmy Carter. And like I said, when each attacked the other as no good, incompetent, so-and-so, leeches and perverts and scumbags and vermin bags and thieves and murderers, I agreed with both of them. So who was I to choose, right? Well, this interview segment from Yahoo senior political correspondent John Ward sat down with CBSN's Elaine Quijano for a segment on Red and Blue last year. And it's interesting how he hit it on the head so far, based on Super Tuesday's emergence of Biden and the exiting of Warren, and it looks like it's going to be between Biden right now and the moderate, Mr. What's his name, Bernie? Bernie Sanderstein, right? All right, so let's listen to this segment now on his predictions then, and it's very interesting after all we've been through so far.
Where it's expected to be a really crowded field here on the Democratic side.
It is, which is like the field in 76 when Carter got elected. There were 17 candidates that year. But if you're going to compare 1980 to today, the only Democrat in who might run for president that I see sort of representing the Carter wing of the party from 1980, which was a more moderate, fiscally conservative wing, would be somebody like former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden stakes a lot of his appeal on the ability to win over white working class voters in the Rust Belt, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. These are the states that Hillary Clinton lost that were the difference between her getting elected to the White House and her losing. And so that is sort of Biden's core argument. But the energy of the Democratic Party is much more with what Kennedy represented back in 1980, which is a more full-throated liberalism, big on government spending to alleviate the burdens on the working class and the poor, and just a more aggressive style of presenting the Democratic Party's liberal progressive values. And so I think that's one potential similarity. I think another, if the primary gets contentious, is that when I talked to people who worked on these campaigns, they described how they lost sight of the goal of the primary, which is to produce a nominee who can win the general election. And when a primary gets heated, as this one undoubtedly will, the combatants can lose sight of the goal. It's not guaranteed. It doesn't have to happen. But it's always a challenge when you have a competitive primary.
You know, we haven't seen a sitting president get challenged from within his own party since then. Why do you think that is?
Yeah. Pat Buchanan challenged Bush in 92, but my argument is that it wasn't anywhere close to as competitive a challenge as, you know, somebody like Ted Kennedy running against a sitting president. And part of the reason we haven't seen it happen, certainly on the Democratic side, is that they remember what happened in 1980. It was a lesson to them.
Okay, thank you very much. That's enough of the segment there, and you get the bird's eye view of what the predictions are. And not that it matters, it, as I've said so many times, it doesn't matter who they are. I mean, you know, I mean, Trump been challenged in a few states by William Weld again, you know, who's been voted a number of votes. Of course, Trump is basically the clear and highest victor in all of those primary races, naturally. But if you don't see it now, as I see it, and somebody said to me the other day the same thing, boy, is this thing scripted. I said, you know what, if you don't see it now, you'll never see it. You'll never see it until the chickens do come home to roost. Everything in politics happens for a reason and by design. Now, who said that? I didn't say it. A man named Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt, FDR, said it. In politics, there are no accidents. If it happens, well, you can be sure it was planned that way. So somebody's doing a lot of planning and big money. The powerful elite, the synagogue of Satan, are making sure we have a choice. Tweedledee and Tweedledum. So that's the name of the game, isn't it? You bet. So, folks, if you have any reaction, by the way, to anything I've said thus far, you may. I have not concentrated on any of the corona propaganda or any of the fear-mongering that's going on now. I will tell you, of course, what I have been saying all along, that what we have, another classic example of fear, of politics, big money, and the pharmaceutical industry all doing a job on the American public. To the point where people are, you know, being told to wear these masks and wash their hands frequently and with good soap and water. It doesn't matter if it's cold water or hot water. Just wash. Well, I mean, that in itself is absurd, as you know, because you'd be washing your hands all day long, constantly, every 5 minutes. You'd wear the skin off your hands if you obviously wish to be perfectly sanitized, and it's nonsense. It's not spread that way. And this virus, essentially, so far from what we've been told and what Dr. K has examined and others, is essentially the same flu virus that we've been accustomed to for many, many years, the standard bad cold, and we have the protocol. We have the protocol that works. Nothing comes close. People are using large doses of vitamin C. They're taking IV vitamin C, which is fine. That's fine. But you know what? It's the fear pandemic that is the most worrisome of all because of the economic dislocations, where it will lead, the police state draconian effects. All of that is what we look at as the more serious implications of what we are being told on a minute-by-minute basis. So if you do have a comment now, before Art joins us, and you can still comment then, you can dial me up now, Rick Adams, at 800-313-9443. So, folks, that's the name of the game. And what else? I have so many things I'd like to say, but I don't know. I don't know if it's worth even saying many things today. In any event, you know, we're talking a lot about the changes going on in the administration. Mick Mulvaney now has been replaced, and I guess pretty soon Pence will be replaced. Oh, no, he's too busy fighting the virus. That's right. He is in charge. He's the new czar of czars of fighting the epidemic, fighting the epidemic of corona, of COVID-19. And pretty soon it's going to be COVID-20. It's very interesting to see, though, the way nations are responding to this, particularly globally. The whole world has to be in on it. And, you know, I watch these people like Dr. Fauci, whose fame, you know, years ago was in the National Cancer Institute and the fight against quackery and the fight for chemotherapy and all of this. And it's the same cast of characters. And it's the same basic program that we were fighting against in the 1970s, when I was part of that Laetril group. You know, it wasn't about Laetril as much as it was about the issue of freedom of choice and cancer therapy. And we had a fight in the Rhode Island legislature. We had a governor, a Democratic governor. He was a former beer salesman at Narragansett Brewery. And his name was Joe Gary. You know, Joe Gary. Everybody liked Joe. But Joe was a little slow because he was not a lawyer, and that was a feather in his cap. But he was governor, and he was under the influence of the surgeons and the doctors at Rhode Island Hospital and elsewhere. And at the time, we were trying to get a bill passed, and it did pass. We had some good people in those days. We had some excellent legislators before the new era of progressivism took over. We had Representative Bill Duran from Pawtucket, Rhode Island, who introduced in the House, and also it did go through the Senate, but unfortunately the governor vetoed the bill. And we had the Providence Journal that editorialized against it and said, yes, choice is okay, but responsible choice is the only true choice. And so I called them and I said, would you let me write a rebuttal? And they said, sure, as long as it's clear and concise. Oh, I said, you don't want me to write like the Journal? And they laughed, you know, but I never bothered because we realized it was late in the session. We weren't going to get the bill overridden. The powers that be were too powerful. The bill was for freedom of choice for cancer patients. And how low can you sink but to deny people that access? You know, it's interesting because one of the chief editorial writers, his name was Brian Dickinson at the Providence Journal, wasn't too long after that came down with Lou Gehrig's disease. And he never recovered. He died. And, you know, we've had similar things happen, where people in the media got on their, you know, their high horses, and they paraded around and told the world that you should do it the medical way, the professional way. And that's what they're telling us now with regard to corona. Listen to the experts, and the experts say nothing about maintaining a strong immune system. They say nothing about what constitutes it, how to protect your body against these antibodies, against these symptoms of disease, against pathogens, which are in just about every vaccine they've come up with. And then they tell you to trust us. Well, I don't trust them. And that's what they're telling us to do now. And that's what they're telling us to do. Trust the experts. Leave it to us. And, you know, we've done that too many times. Just take the Carter administration. We left it to the experts. We left it to them in Truman's administration. We left it to them in Wilson's and Roosevelt's administration. And what did we get? Treason, betrayal, and genocide. I don't know about you, but if you go to the supermarket 10 times, and 10 out of 10 times you get shortchanged, I think it's time to stop going to that supermarket. I think it's time to register a protest. But people are dumb. Our people particularly, they don't think, they don't function on a cerebral level. They, you know, they function on an anal level, unfortunately. They are just plain, you know, out of it. And I want to be kind about it because, you know, I'm one of them. And one of the great American white middle-class Caucasian Israelite people. And I see it. I see it all the time. I see it in the way they drive. I see it in the way they vote. I see it in the way they deport themselves. I see it in every single way. They are out of control, and they need a good shepherd to take care of them. They're not getting that. They're not getting a good shepherd yet, but they will. They will. So I want to ask just off on air, actually, Ken, is Art with us yet? Let's see if Art's here. Because I don't want to deprive him of 1 minute of time. That's the reason. So let's see if he's on. Oh, he may be calling in now. He's had a busy week. And then I'm still doing some local prepared television programs. And we're working on a few now. They have to do with the Ten Commandments, and they have to do with the programs that we were dealing with Norman Dodd, you know, in the Reese Committee last week or the week before, and so forth. And, you know, I wanted to put up on the screen some of the pictures of some of the people that have been in the porn industry, because it's just amazing to see how the family has been under attack since the 1960s. And you look at the faces of those, and some are quite ugly. If you Google and you look up the names of people, like I guess it's Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy is a porn and Hollywood insider and outsider. And, you know, you can see the nose, you can see the beak, you can see everything about him. And then you look at some of these others. I guess it's Joanna, what's her name? Mostov. You just go on for one site, the Times of Israel, some of the most well-known Israeli porn actors. Unbelievable. And then on the other side is the exact opposite, you know? So, I don't know, folks. Art's with us. He's coming back, and we will continue in just a few moments. You have a comment? You may join me at 800-313-9443. We shall be right back, God willing.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, yes, here we are. We're back now. And by the way, we do have Art with us officially, so let's say hello. Art in Philly. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick. Great
How
show.
How are you?
Good. So
excellent.
I was going to, you had, it was very interesting how we lost the Panama Canal through the Carter administration.
Yes.
And the thing I remember when you were when the speaker was talking was, he says, we don't see a Kissinger or the David Rockefeller as communists. It's like, that was a good chuckle on that one. If they're not communists, mm-hmm. then I guess I'm Santa Claus. All right, so what I wanted to talk about today was focus on, it looks like, who's the front runner for the Democrats, Joe Biden. And mm-hmm. it looks like it dovetails what we've been talking about over the years. I mean, it traces
yeah.
right back into these, you know, the Cosa Nostra, the Annenbergs, and right back to the communists. Let's look at how he started his campaign. Basically, Biden started his campaign in Philadelphia, with the support of David Cohen, one of the top executives at Comcast, sometimes called Communist Cast. And that's where he got started. And David Cohen now has left his position as a top executive of Comcast to focus in on doing management for Comcast to gain more political control in their business practice, which means less
yes.
for the American people. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's what we did. He had a fundraiser in David Cohen's personal house in Philadelphia area. Madeline Dean was there, you know, one of the other ones of who was basically going after President Trump in the impeachment trial. You know, she was one of the ones on the House Senate Judicial Committee. She's another one of these interesting characters. I'll go with in more detail. Also, Biden was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. That Annenberg University of Pennsylvania. And you can actually see it on the website of the University of Penn. Professor Biden is, you know, website's www.ascupenn.edu. And then you look at the faculty and look at Joseph R. Biden, Jr. And Professor Biden is making $775,000 over 2 years at the University of Penn for just giving a couple speeches. When he started his presentation started his campaign, one of the things he announced is, you know, one of the things he's going to do is basically fight hate right here in Philadelphia. Okay, that's how he's kicking off his campaign, to go after his white racist haters. And then if you look actually on the website of the Anti-Defamation League, Biden says the Anti-Defamation League is one of the most respected organizations in, you know, in D.C., in town. Okay. So it's unbelievable. You can actually see the connections between Joe Biden, Communist Cass, the Annenbergs, and the Cosa Nostra. And there it is, right in our face. Okay, you know, look at, you know, we had all the Democratic campaigns, and look where, you know, look what it's coming down to.
And, you know, just a few months ago and last year, you know, everybody was all so quick and so hot on saying Biden's all done. He's washed up. He's too old. He's got too many skeletons in the closet. And he, you know, you think of him, and now, of course, Trump's already started with his son in the beginning of his campaign season about him and his son and their relationship to Burisma and the Ukraine. So now we have change going on, I guess, with Zelensky in the Ukraine, and somebody is replacing him from what we see. He's going to be out. So it's all internationally managed, you see, this hoax. We leap from one to another leader, from one country war, one issue, to another conflict, and it's all about really building up some kind of global union, you see, the one world system that they want so desperately, tearing down America, tearing down freedom, tearing down the sovereignty of nations. So, you know, yeah, Biden, he'd make an excellent choice, wouldn't he?
Right. It just goes to the old adage, you know, what's a good politician? One who stays bought, okay? How can you tell when a politician is lying? When their lips are moving. He fits the bill to a T.
Right. Yeah, so, and everybody knows it. The thing is that everybody knows it right and left. But you know what the philosophy is now? ABT. You know what that stands for, right?
Anybody but Trump.
Right. And I remember anybody but Carter, ABC. That was the big thing. So, you know, who do we get? Ronald Reagan. So then we had after the disastrous policies of betraying Taiwan and, of course, betraying Somoza, Nicaragua, the Panama Canals, and the hotbed of communism in Central America, Reagan comes in as the hero. Mr. Mafia from the Screen Actors Guild Union in Hollywood. He becomes Mr. Conservative. Isn't that convenient, huh?
Right, right. He comes from, he's basically, you know, the boy for the Bronfman Crime Syndicate. And we see, again, with the Democrat campaign here for Biden, again, the, you know, this shows the article in the Huffington Post when he kicks off his campaign, written by the Bronfman Crime Syndicate. And the Annenbergs, you know, it's just like, you know, what we've been talking about through the years. You now see it playing out in a national presidential campaign for 2020. You know, that's what's interesting, is why people can't see this or even talk about it, what's right in front of them. And one of the articles I had in there showing the connections of from AmericanMafia.com, article 194 showing that the Annenbergs were directly involved with setting up the crime syndicate in Atlantic City. All of a sudden, that's buried. You know, Biden's running, and all of a sudden, that article, you got to fish through it for like 20 levels of information to get to that one web link. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, 2 weeks ago, you could see it just by a quick link, you know, click. How interesting. So I sent you some information in a... pass on to people. So they can actually see what's really going on. Okay.
Right. Right. Now, how do we know these things, people say? How do you guys out there, where do you hear these things? I didn't see it in the paper. I said, you're not going to see it in the paper. That's what alternative media is all about, right?
Right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the world, but, you know, and we have to recognize that, you know, no matter what, this is nothing new. We talked about this fight going back over 100 and something years. Presidents have been assassinated. Politicians have been ousted, or they've been removed from office because they told the truth. So we're just doing the same thing until the Lord comes back and ends it all. But you know what? What we're doing is valuable to those that have ears and eyes, and those that don't, stay asleep. They're better off. They're better off just, you know, sleeping through life, Rip Van Winkle, and not worrying about it, because they're right where they should be. They're really in the right place at the right time. So, anyway, we wish them all well, and we pray for them, and we pray for the millennium to begin. Amen. All right, we'll come back with Art and Philly and your phone calls, Michael and others. Join us right now at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams on Sunday.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Thank you. Well, we're back now. We're on the mound, and Art's website, by the way, is noplaceforcorruption.com, and he's updated it quite often. You want to learn about the mafia, the Meyer-Lansky mafia, and want to learn how politicians become politicians and how they become non-entities, then just follow his website. Follow what, Art? The money trail, right?
Right. Now, I want to say I am guilty of not updating it due to being so busy, but there's still enough information in there to, you know, what I was talking about years ago when we first talked. I mean, nothing's changed. It's like, yeah, it's like, you know, musical chairs, but the same rats are in the ship.
Right, and the ship is still going down with them, right?
Right.
Okay, excuse me, I think we have Michael in New York first up on the program. Hello, Michael, you're on.
Good afternoon, Rick and Art. Yeah, no question about it, Art, nothing's changed. When you hear that State of the Union from, was that Jimmy Carter, Rick, or Dan Aykroyd? I couldn't tell.
Well, it wasn't John Houseman, I'll tell you that. Wasn't that good an actor,
Nothing's changed. Nothing at all. However, you know, when Carter, the traitor, and it's hilarious, and two Democratic presidents and two Republican presidents, all the traitors is what he forgot to add in after that.
Yeah.
After they gave away the Panama Canal, which is critical for our Navy to access the Pacific very quickly. Otherwise, we got to go around South America. And so when Reagan got in, General Singla did get that back because I was just a regular civilian constituent helping, donating to get that back. And we did with Reagan. We got that back. But guess what? Slick Willie comes in. He gives it away again. He gives it back to the commies. And so, a little more on the Panama Canal. With Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, every time I hear of Carter's vice president, Zbigniew Brzezinski, doesn't it make you think of, like, Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle and Mom's homemade apple pie sitting there fresh on the windowsill?
Yeah, sure. As American as apple pie, huh? From Polish communist intelligence from the Iron Curtain days, huh? Unbelievable.
It's
traitors.
Just sounds so American. And when you hear him say, I'm not sure if David Rockefeller's a communist. No, he's more communist than a Mao Zedong pile and Lev Bronstein, a.k.a. Trotsky, and F.D. Rosenfeld are combined. And may his soul be roasting in hell forever. And that's me saying it, not you guys or anybody else. So come after me if you got a problem with it, anybody out there that has a problem with that. But he's a traitor, and he's a antichrist force that was in this world for way too long, and good riddance to him. But I just wanted to share that, Rick, so thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling, Mike. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. All right, let's
God bless you.
On to Tim in Wyoming. Tim in Wyoming is up. Hello, Tim.
Yes. Yes, hello, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to mention one thing. You know, the thing that James Earl Carter was saying earlier, I'm not old enough to have voted or anything like that at the time, but I do know from, and as a matter of fact, I was going to mention the Birch Society to you, and you said that you had been in, and I thought, wow, that's interesting.
I was a chapter leader at one point.
I thought you might have been, or maybe even a coordinator, but I wasn't sure, because I've been a chapter leader.
Not a coordinator, no, a chapter leader only.
Yeah. Well, when I read the things that I mostly learned or have been from the Birch Society, and today I try to keep up with what they print today, but there's so many other sources of information and news, and they're sometimes just as good. But what I wanted to mention was something that Jimmy Carter was also known for is helped to found the Trilateral Commission with Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yes, yes.
And also
Mel
with
Thompson
with
mentioned
Zbigniew
that
Brzezinski
as well.
We didn't get it in,
but he mentioned it, sure.
And David Rockefeller as well, right? I mean, it was Rockefeller, Brzezinski, and Carter founded, you had the three main founders of the Trilateral Commission. And I think I remember reading something about what trilateralism was supposed to mean, and I don't remember what it was, but I thought it was very interesting that people still think of him as an outsider. Still, I don't understand that. I can't.
Well, you know, trilaterals, of course, to merge into the one world system. Basically, the Bilderbergers, trilaterals on the international scene, were all accomplishing that goal of merging America into the one world system, because we couldn't live alone in the world anymore. We couldn't be isolationist, you know. So the thing is, with regard to these organizations and these efforts, as you bring up, you know, Carter could always pretend to be a reformer, an outsider, and yet when he was on the campaign trail, the big media, New York Times, Newsweek, every month, every week, Newsweek, Time, they put his picture on the cover even before he started becoming an expected candidate, you know? So that had to tell you something, that they were grooming him.
Right.
They were grooming him for the White House. And the same thing with Nixon, going back to the 50s and the pumpkin papers. And then you look at, of course, Ford was an anomaly. But, you know, you can look at Johnson from the days in the Senate in Texas, the Senate Majority Leader, and you can go on and on and on, and then look at this guy Trump. You know, to me, there's absolutely no derivation or any, shall we say, dichotomy here at all. It's all the same. It's the same syndrome, the same people, and the same methodology.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I said this a long time ago to someone who was working for a registrar of voters in California, and I just happened to come up with it. I mean, people have said, oh, well, people said this for years, but I think I said it in a different way because the woman I said the thing to looked shocked, as though she had never thought of the thing the way I said it. It was I took a quarter out of my pocket, and I said, okay, here's what people do when they go to the voting booth. They flip a coin. They think, okay, well, one side I won, one side I lost, the other side lost. Here's a side I picked, and here's a side that won. But the way I said it was, I said, if you look at it, they're still attached to each other. There's no difference between the two. They are the coin, no matter what. They are absolutely attached to each other. And if the coin represents their goals, it represents the entirety of their being. The edge of the coin where all the, I can't remember what the little notches are called, the crenellations or whatever, but the edge of the quarter, dime, whatever, whichever one you have that has little notches on it. All those little extra notches on there are extra people who are still attached to the coin. They're pretending to be outsiders. They're on the outside of the edge, but they're still attached. They're still the same. And it's the same thing. It's like who was it? Oh, my God, I can't remember his name. He wrote Between Two Ages.
That was Brzezinski that wrote that. Yeah.
No, it was the one who Clinton says was his... Who was Clinton's professor?
Tragedy and Hope. Quigley.
Right. Tragedy and Hope. When he says, every 4 years, people think they're going into the voting booth to throw the bastards out. But parties are the same. He said, there's no difference. He said, they're the same. You just make them a little bit different on the surface. People don't look any further than that. That's all they care about. So they think they're winning.
You know, the old Honeymooners TV with Jackie Gleason and Art Carney. And he says, okay, Norton, heads I win, tails you lose.
All right, Ralphie boy. Thanks for taking my call.
Tim.
I appreciate it.
Nice to hear your voice again. Yeah, any response, Art?
Well, I think he pretty much understands that, you know, there isn't that much difference. We got three white male candidates. The only one opposing Israel is basically Sanders. So I doubt he's going to win just based on that statement. So what's different? You know, we got to control.
Spotted a white nationalist with signs of the swastika on it at the Sanders rally, and he was forced to denounce it. You know, so it all fits. It's all scripted, my friend. It's all scripted.
Right. I think.
I agree. So, and the thing you pointed out earlier is, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, which side of the aisle we get. They're both sinking the economy. Like I said before, we're national debt's up to $23 trillion. Somewhere between 25 and $40 trillion, they're going to basically rip up the American credit card and say your money's no good. So, you know, figuring we've got a burn rate of $1 trillion a year, which is 5% of the GDP, I'm still betting that the government, when it said... the security was running out in 2034. That's when they plan to crash the economy. That's how I see it.
You're welcome, Rachel.
Well, you know, things are out of control. It could happen any time. I mean, let's face it. It doesn't take much effort because now we're stacked. And you know, when you stack up a deck of cards and it gets too high, you know what happens. You know what's going to happen. It's just a matter of the wind blowing. The four winds, as it says in the scriptures, you know, and we're seeing things now. People are totally dependent on the credit card for the most part, and the millennials are a good example of that. They're locked and loaded, and they have no way out. They don't know what will happen to them because they're at the mercy of those that have no mercy. You see? That's the tragedy. And look at this generation, and since I was born, 1953, and to see it now is like we've had several successive periods of time where we've just gone to the bottom morally and spiritually, and somebody has to step in to straighten things out. And the only one I know of is the one I mention daily, and that's the only one I pray to. And that's it, you know. I mean, we can't go much further down the line of destruction without hitting bottom. As a nation... it's the environment, stupid, but the moral environment brings back a nation. The schools are being totally destroyed. In Providence, we have a superintendent of schools now, Angelica Infante Green, in the state, right? She is openly pushing for the forced retirement of elderly white school teachers in the Providence Public Schools. I have a close relative who deals with this every day. So this is what they're doing, okay? And this is a deliberate process, deliberate plan. Transgenderism, all of this. So we say, let's float another bond issue. Maybe another $2 billion and we can repair the schools. We can build new buildings. That'll make better kids, won't it?
Right. And who's basically getting all the money from the bonds, you know, the charter schools.
I think we know,
Yeah.
it must be those Syrians.
Right.
President Assad's grabbing all the money. Oh, man. All right, let's go to the phones. Chance from West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Art. By the way, Rick, have you recently heard anything about Frank from North Carolina, about his condition?
No, and I had given up trying to communicate with his brother because he never called me back, and I don't want to be a pest, and I haven't heard. Maybe Murr or somebody can give us an update. Have you heard anything?
Well, I heard somebody mention on the network that he was in hospice, and I said to myself, that's not a good sign at all. The reason why I called, Rick, by the way, is I enjoyed hearing that Jimmy Carter tape. But, you know, it got me to thinking, Rick. Not too long ago, Jimmy Carter made those negative comments about the Khazars and about Israel. And I was wondering if you guys could put some input into that. Because I said to myself, if he said that as a sitting politician, he would have been out immediately. You know, his career would have been over immediately. Now, did he say that because he's got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel and he's got nothing to lose? Or what do you think is...
No, maybe he's got loose lips now at this age. What is he, 96, 95? I think he's just about there. And he's certainly advancing, in his years, but also diminishing in some of his cerebrum. So I don't know. I wouldn't venture an answer. I don't like to play, the predictor or the interpreter. But I will say that it proved to me that he knew all along what he was doing, and he knew who he was jumping into bed with. It wasn't an accident. And like I said, when you get the arms up against your shoulders and they say, come this way, folks, we want to help you. We want to bring you to the White House. Then I know that there's something more than meets the eye. You know, an independent man could never, even if he had $1 trillion, could never buy the White House, could never get in the White House. And the White House is not the place to start. Like Art, you always say, if you wanted to do some good, you start at the bottom up. You know, you work from below and you work stealth. And then you boycott, you use the economy against them. But we don't do that. We've been fixated with Washington, and Washington should have nothing to do with our lives, essentially, except those few constitutional functions, you see? So we're under the curse today of Satan and his children, because we're electing Saul king, you know? We don't really want judges, and we don't want the judge of judges. We really want man kings to solve our problems as a people. I mean, not you and I, but, you know, the American public. So that's where
How right you are, Rick. How right you are. Okay, God bless both you gentlemen, and have a good weekend now.
Thank you, sir. Chance, always a pleasure to hear from you. Art, you've put it in plain terms. What we're trying to do is to try to win people over to the truth, first and foremost, humble themselves, get into Scripture, get into the Word, try to learn more, and understand what's happening is, let's face it, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, we have good people with us, and I'm sorry to hear about Frank, what's going on. But, you know, when you go to medical route, there's not much that they can do except make it worse, unfortunately. I talked to a girl the other day in one of the local little coffee shops, and she said, I got to go in tomorrow for a cervical operation again for cancer. I said, how old are you? And she said, 29. I said, can you believe it? Because there's people now in their infancy now, kids getting cancer. We never saw that before.
Right. And it's a host of issues still in the cause of the cancer. So, you know, you talk about the Green New Deal. What about the I would say the first thing to look at is how much poison are they getting from the vaccinations they're getting, okay? You know, are they living in an area where, like, you know, up in, I think, near Detroit, where they, not Detroit, but where they have the entire water system contaminated? So, I mean, simply just looking at the obvious things that can cause cancer right around us, or if they're right next to, you know, a major cell phone tower or something that's putting out a lot of radiation, any of those things will do it.
Exactly. Folks, we still have a line available for you now. If you want to get in a quick one, 1-800-313-9443. Before we wrap up today and bring up some other issues that will be coming forth in the next week. Thank you, and we'll be right back, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. We have been focusing
on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And don't forget to put your clocks ahead in most, I guess, parts of the country tonight at about midnight, 1 o'clock, 1 a.m., so you won't have a problem getting up tomorrow. We have Rick in Arizona next. Hello, Rick. You're on the program.
Okay, Rick, long time no call in for me in your show. But yeah. I want to make a comment about Jimmy Carter. I thought he was the most Jew-wise president we ever had. He wrote the book about apartheid. Andrew Young, his ambassador to the United Nations, yep, met secretly with Arafat, and Brzezinski said that if Israeli jets penetrate Iranian airspace that will be shot down by American Air Force. I don't know why you guys don't like Jimmy Carter. Could you tell me what he did that made him a traitor?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Are you being serious? Or are you kidding me?
Said we. What did Jimmy Carter do?
What he did were two entirely different things. I mean, you know, you can talk
what he
all
did
you
is
want.
Okay, please explain. What did he do? Then I will,
right.
You know, maybe
first
I'm wrong.
He cut off Taiwan, all right? He reduced them to a minority status. He opened up most favored nation status with communist China. He betrayed a billion people there. Then I said it earlier. I don't know if you heard me, but I mentioned Nicaragua. And what he did there was to allow the communists to take control in Nicaragua. Then Rhodesia was sold out in a forced election, and it was a farcical election. South Africa, sanctions against them. Do you want me to keep going on and on? I mean, this is the reality. Don't pay attention.
Who cares about Taiwan? I mean, I don't care about Taiwan.
We shouldn't care about free China? Are you serious?
Are you serious? It was Kissinger who opened up China. Kissinger and Stone. That goes way back to this, way before Carter.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So, I mean, I think
continued
Jimmy Carter
and expanded on those policies. It's called evolutionary. You know, it's an evolutionary process of continuing the one world system.
Well, now, what
Jimmy
about everybody
Carter
else? What about Bush? Everybody else. I'm just saying that Jimmy Carter was probably the most Jew-wise president we ever had, and you guys talk crap about him. So that second guess is my opinion of you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Right. Okay. What do you have to say about the illustrious Carter administration art and response?
Well, in one respect, remember, he's the one who tried to build the coalition between Arafat and the Jewish prime minister at the time, and that's when the guy from New York went over there and basically shot up a Muslim.
You're fading. Your voice is fading, Art.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? How does it sound?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, one thing he did is he tried to build a peace coalition between Arafat of the Palestinians and Israel. And when he brought him to Camp David, and during that time, what happened is one of the people from New York of the Jewish community went over there and shot up a Muslim, what they call it, church. And, you know, machine gun
the mosque,
25
yeah.
people. Yeah, mosque. Mm-hmm. And as a result mm-hmm. of that, that peace accord fell apart. So, I mean, you got to give him some credit with that. And then you also got to realize that it was the guy before Sharon who was the prime minister that things fell apart.
You know what they say, Art? I mean, I say this to Rick, too. A broken clock is always right twice a day. That you can count on. But look at the time the rest of the day, and you're like without a compass in the forest. So anyway, we could continue this again in the future, but hey, we're almost out of time. We're in the last minute. So Art, thank you again for NoPlaceForCorruption.com and your excellent work. I know you're busy, so keep busy. Keep making money for the shekel counters in Jerusalem, and hope to talk again next week.
All right. Catch you later.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Support RBN, folks, and all of us here. Pray for us, and we hope to see you next week. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.